This week, the U.S. Supreme Court heard arguments in a case that could restore tribal hunting rights in Wyoming. As James Dawson reports, that could affect tribes throughout our region.
In 2014, a Wyoming court fined Crow tribe member Clavin Herrera for hunting an elk out of season on public lands. Herrera pushed back, saying a federal treaty protects his right to hunt off the reservation, but Wyoming countered that treaty was signed before it joined the Union, so it doesn't count. Dylan Head nicely directs University of Idaho's Native American Law Program. He says there's a problem with Wyoming's argument.
Over and over and over again, the Supreme Court has actually come to the exact opposite conclusion.
But he says Wyoming is relying on an earlier SCOTUS ruling in the late 1800s that sided with the state in a similar case involving an Idaho chief named Racehorse with the region's Shoshone-Bannock tribe. Racehorse's great-great-grandson, Galen Edmo, says the decision means a lot to him personally.
I think it's important as a tribe to constantly do what we can to have our Aboriginal rights recognized.
A ruling is expected this spring. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm James Dawson.